Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for listening to the weekday podcast. Oh, hang on. That's my reminder that I needed to record this podcast today. As I get older, I need reminders for everything. A reminder to wake up, a reminder to put the trash can out on Sunday evenings, a reminder to pay bills, a reminder to get my allergy shots, a reminder to pick up my dry cleaning, a reminder to prepare for meetings. I know to do these things, but with so many other things swirling around in my mind, I need a reminder to do the things I already know to do. Can you relate? On the days that are really busy, I have reminders to get up, get ready, drive to the office. I don't want to forget something that I am supposed to do, so I write it down and have a reminder. It usually helps me not forget if I can see it on paper. Simon Peter wrote 2 Peter following his first letter to remind leaders and the readers that Christ was returning. While they wait for his return, he wanted them to grow in knowing Christ more. 2 Peter 3:1, he says he's writing to them to stir up within them understanding by way of reminder. I love that reminders can be used to bring about understanding. Think about it. If someone reminds me to do something over and over, or reminds me that they love me, I begin to believe or understand. See, reminders serve us well. Peter is doing that in his letter. Peter is reminding his readers about what he has already written, but he is telling them again so that each one understand what he is saying. Peter warned the people that in the last days there would be people doubting Christ's return. They would say, where is he? He promised he's coming back. When will he be here? Our timetable is not his. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord doesn't delay his promise. He is so patient with us. A reminder of what the Lord has promised his children, the reminder is his return. 2 Peter 3:13 says this, "But based on his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness dwells." What a great reminder today that while we wait, his promise is sure. Peter continues in his letter in chapter 3, sharing what we should do while we wait. As you wait, be found without spot or blemish. As you wait, be at peace. As you wait, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. I thought about what be found without spot or blemish means. I think it means honor the Lord with your life and your words. Be at peace? Well, I think not anxiously waiting on things to go bad, or don't be in turmoil with others, or don't have a constant wrestling within yourself. And then grow in the knowledge and grace of our Lord. Don't just stand with our thumbs twirling like you know everything. Grow, learn, desire to love the Lord more with your life and thoughts. Please him above all others. Maybe when you hear your alarm or write a reminder to yourself today, you will also remember God's promise to us. Christ is returning. And while we wait, we honor him, we are at peace, and we grow in his grace and knowledge. What a great reminder today. I hope your day is great, friends. God bless you.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.